Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to the Sherlock's Team podcast with me, Georgie Corrigicole. This week I'm joined by Georgina Blasky, by Laura Black and Polly Sayer.
Hi.
Hello. Good morning, ladies. Morning. Got to start with Friday afternoon. We had the Sherlock's husband's shoot on Friday afternoon. And Polly's husband and Laura's husbands were very good supports. Georgina, everyone was like, Georgina's husband's really good looking. We need to get him to be in. And I was like, it's just fashion team. So anyway, next time around. I was with another, a friend of mine works for Sherlock's and her husband wasn't in it. And she was like, he's quite upset that he didn't make the cut. And I was like, he's in your North Fashion. Next time he'll be there. Anyway. Did they enjoy it? It was fun, wasn't it?
I think Matt really enjoyed it, actually. He kind of like made out that he was nervous, but actually I think he sort of was like, yeah, nice to be on that side of the camera once.
He was an absolute pro as well, wasn't he?
He was. I was quite surprised because I filmed some things with him before and he was quite wooden, bless his heart, but he was good, actually. I think he stepped out. I thought Ed was great as well, actually.
Ed was really non about it. When I told him it was happening, I was expecting him to kick off a bit of a fuss and he was just really like, unfazed. It's kind of beginning to annoy me. I was like, this kind of thing really stresses me out. Why aren't you stressed out by it? But then when Rich was in his face, he just got so flustered.
He was, yeah. Oh, did he? Yeah. I was gonna say, did Rich disarm him? I said to Rich, I was like, are you a bit jealous? You're not in the shoot. Mm. I got a bit of FOMO, actually.
Yeah, well, I thought the photographer was phenomenal. He was such amazing. A nice guy.
Yeah, such a nice guy.
It was put fun. Them at ease.
I felt very lucky that we had such nice men to get to have. Well, yeah. Clearly, we only employ nice people at Sherlock's who are married to nice men. But anyway, it was fun. And the pictures have just come in. You've seen them, I haven't. I'm saving it
sneaky.
For after the podcast.
We didn't look at Jonesy. We thought it was only fair you saw those first.
Yeah, we just
looked
around, didn't we?
Thanks. Well, we've done a bit of a crowdsourcing exercise. This has been happening more and more. Fueling the chat of the podcast is getting onto Instagram and asking our followers what they want us to talk about. So I've been on my Instagram this morning. Daisy's been on the Sherlock's Instagram and I've got a long list of questions. Before we get started, did you have nice weekends? What did you do after the shoot? We went inside to my favourite restaurant of all time, Koji, and we sat inside for the first time in ages.
I was really envious when we shared a cab on the way back and I was really envious you were doing that.
It was really nice.
Yeah, it's on my wish list.
So Saturday we had I always say my favourite thing at the weekend is a family tea. So we have another family for tea and we had quite a lot of rosé at tea, I'm not going to lie. Tea, I think, ended at 10 by the time one of their children was asleep on the sofa. So it wasn't late, but it was quite rosé fueled. And then yesterday we took the children out for tea at 4:15 to a pub down the road. We went home, played some pickup sticks and
yeah, I was really inspired by your pickup sticks. It's my daughter's birthday in a couple of weeks. I ordered them.
Your Instagram party bags.
No, I just ordered them for her.
They're also a really good going home present.
Oh, that's a good.
You having a party?
Yeah, but we're doing it on Hodges' recommendation at the slime making workshop. So it's house.
I didn't know that existed.
We buy a packet of six pickup sticks for about £12.
Oh, that's a good chat.
Anyway, hours of fun. So we played pickup sticks. And yeah, I was asleep at 7:30. So I feel a bit robbed this morning with my horse.
I'm really impressed by that because I think I'm pretty sharp at getting my children to bed, but them in bed and me asleep by 7:30.
Yeah. We all went up and had a bath at 6:45, nails cut.
Sunday night rituals.
Quick story, and yeah, but they were tired. Like my daughter, my 10-year-old's just getting into exam territory, so she's got exams this week, and just everyone needed an early night, so it was really nice. How was your weekend, Nora?
Mine was nice. We went to some friends on our road, had a barbecue with loads of, like, if I could kind of hand-pick people that I wanted to see, everybody was there. It was amazing. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, really nice, and children running around, and it was a real sort of realization of how much, I know schools have been open, but how nice it was to hang out with other families en masse and the children just be playing. They were just so entertained by each other. I was expecting them to be at my feet all day and I barely saw them. So that was really nice. Also quite rosé fueled. So yesterday was a quiet day. And we had family for lunch, and I was saying that we barbecued the chicken and then sat in front of the fire because this weather is an absolute joke.
Georgina, what about you? I had the best weekend because I went away and stayed the night somewhere that wasn't my house, and it was just so lovely. We went to the Double Red Duke in the Cotswolds, which has just opened.
I've never heard of that. Is it a hotel?
Yeah, so it's by... Sam and Georgie Pearman, who are the couple behind Country Creatures. So they used to own the King and Plough, the Lucky Onion Group.
Oh, yes.
And now they've moved on and they're doing other pubs around. And it was just so amazing to drive out of London and stay the night.
So it's a pub with rooms.
It's a pub, like big gastro pub with rooms. Called... Amazing food, the Double Red Duke.
And it's where exactly?
It's in Oxfordshire, outside Bampton.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was really good. And I went with old uni friends I hadn't seen for ages,
oh,
for
so
over
there were
a year.
No children or husbands,
oh no, this was a girls' trip.
Oh,
this was
better.
This is why it was such a good weekend. Yeah, and then we went to Bicester.
Oh, totally. Oh, it's just opened at Bicester.
Oh, I didn't
was
any see
good?
That.
Oh,
we were in the overflow car park for the overflow car park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was so, and I thought this is going to be awful, but because of the way it's laid out, actually. Walking around was fine. The only thing is they have these kind of virtual queues. So some people, it tended to be for the big shops like Burberry and Gucci.
A virtual queue,
and,
but you're at Bicester. How does that work? You get
to put your name down.
There's a QR code that you scan and then you go back later.
Oh, that's quite good.
Clever.
It is quite good, but I think the waits are quite long.
Yeah,
you might not be able to go back for another hour and a half.
Oh.
So if you want, it's not a quick trip.
But it's a good tip because it means go like round as soon as you get there and put your name down for all the places.
Yeah, exactly. And there's so many great kind of eateries to stop in now. The Wolseley's there and other things. I bought a top in Bash.
Cool.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, it was so nice. Yeah.
I also saw some uni gals this weekend, which was just so lovely because we hadn't seen each other for over a year because of COVID. And we just, we watched Eurovision, fueled by gin.
Oh, watched Eurovision. There's a mum who I know through school who is an Icelandic pop star. Like,
oh,
she was a big,
cool.
She still makes music, which I love. Hedgen, if you're listening, shout out. But such fun. She's like a total breath of fresh air. And she was like really, really successful.
That's cool.
And she actually almost made it to Eurovision. She auditioned a couple of years ago. And she was watching it. And I was looking at her Instagram and she was like commenting. I was like, who watches Eurovision? I mean, other than Hedgen, obviously,
but
watches Eurovision.
But people get really into it, don't they? I've got friends.
It's just like a bit of a laugh, isn't it?
Like, you're quite cool. Do you actually sit down and
I don't actually think it's cool. Like, it was more just like...
Quite cool. Very cool.
I'm super cool, man. No, we were already quite like drunk by this point. We were just like, shall we chuck it on? And like, yeah, I mean,
it's
don't really...
It's like the perfect Saturday night background TV, almost, to a girls' night, though.
How is it still going?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why we go into it every year and thing.
Didn't we get 0 points?
Oh, complete. Yeah,
yeah. We didn't get 1 point.
That's right.
I mean,
that's
the running joke. But I think even previous years we've got like 2 points or 4 points.
Yeah, I think
points.
The last few years we've got it's been pitiful. But like,
who was it? Who sang?
James Newman.
I don't know what his name
is. The only reason I know that is because he's got the same name as my cousin.
But James Newman is not off the wall of three heads and a fire eater.
I just said, so that's going to get cut, and someone said, yeah.
Anyway, I dare you, Loz. I dare you, leave it in. anyway,
Eurovision was good then. It was good, and yeah, we just went for a nice roast on the Sunday together, a nice walk, so it was really wholesome and lovely to see everyone. And I had the TV to myself last night because Matt was away, so yeah, it's been quite a nice weekend, you know.
Do you like it when your husband goes away?
Only for like a night. After a night, I start to get a bit like, I'm bored now. But for one night, you know, to be able to just do what I want. The house is so tidy when he's away. yeah, so nice for one night. Do you?
I'm much better, but I used to... Laura's laughing. I used to sleep with a knife by my bed when Jonesy went away.
Oh.
And this is before I had children. I remember the first... We used to live in a flat on a main road. I still live on a main road. But weirdly, I've always wanted to live on the main road because I'm a real wimp. And I don't even like parking my car round the corner and walking back to my house. Like, I grew up in London. I just don't take risks and I'm a wimp. And so I used to sleep on a first floor flat with a knife in my bed on the main road. And then I remember when we moved into our first house and I had Coco and he went away. I was like, Mummy, I think Coco and I might have to stay. She's like, Donnie, I think this might be about time that you manage to live in your own house. I don't know about you, when my husband's away, I go, right, I'm gonna 9 o'clock, I'm gonna put on what I wanna watch, I'm gonna, at midnight, I'm still fucking around doing, you know, I'm like gonna have a really early night, he's not gonna keep me awake. And I've got a girlfriend who says the same, it's like, what was I doing?
Yeah. I'm the same, I always go to bed, I always sleep later when Adam's away. I don't know what it is, yeah. And it's faffing. I'm not even relaxing watching TV.
Listening for sounds.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah. I have to set the alarm religiously and just, check every window, check every door.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it.
I've got better, but I used to find it absolutely terrifying.
Mm. I've got much better. I mean, I also have a living nanny, that helps.
You're not alone.
Was like, do you like living? I was like, yeah, I am quite a wimp, so yeah, that does help. Laura?
Yeah, I'm quite similar to you, Georgie, but I think I've grown up a bit now.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I used to like lock doors. I lived in a house where a woman had actually been attacked in the house before I lived there, and she had double bolts on her bed, deadlocks on my bedroom door. And I moved in and thought it was wonderful. It's like, But then I had children and I thought, that's not legit. Save myself and not them. So I had to man up.
If anyone comes, hide under the stairs. You won't be able to get it. Anyway. Moving on. We're going to move on to our podcast questions. And they're quite a mixed bag. I'm wondering what to start with. Let's break the ice with food. This is niche. First question is, sparkling or still water in a restaurant? I got really cross the other day. I was in a restaurant in the Ivy, and this waitress came up to me and she said, would you like still or sparkling? And I said, oh, just tap water, please. And she went, do you not want a bottle of water? And then it turned out, I was like, no, I can afford to be in this restaurant, but I don't need to make you guys even more money by paying £8 for a bottle of water that comes out of the London tap. So
it sounds like you should be married to my husband. I just I mean, he will not pay for a bottle of water.
No! Live in London, I drink the water out of the tap happily, and I'm sure there are lots of people that tell me it's got nasty things in it, but I just fucks me off when
I do. Actually, quite like sparkling water.
I would have sparkling with a slice of lemon if I'm out, because it's that feeling of actually at home. Yeah, I don't buy bottled water at home. It's the same as you. London tap water's fine. But I kind of get bored of it. And I just like the sensation of the sparkly water. You know, it's something different. It's nice. And
I
it's
like
sort
adding
of
it to
being
my
out.
Wine too.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. If it's like a lunchtime. It's spritzer.
Probably
use
also,
yeah.
Do people drink spritzers anymore?
I mean, that's
very
high
in the 80s.
I love a spritzer. Yeah, very 80s.
Do you order a spritzer?
Yeah, I would order a spritzer. I love a spritzer.
And if it's at the end of a kind of rosé-fueled barbecue or something, and you're thinking, God, I've had quite a lot of wine, but I'm not sure I'm ready to stop drinking.
Saves the hangover.
Put in a bit of spritzer.
I put loads of ice in my wine, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Nice. Other than really nice white, I would
Maybe I'm a bit dated.
But... Well, bring back the spritzer.
No, right. Yeah. Bring back the spritzer. Okay, yeah. Starter or pudding?
Oh, well, it's a starter, and I went out for lunch yesterday, and I actually had two starters rather than a starter and main course.
What did you have?
I had cauliflower teriyaki popcorn.
Oh my God, I had it at the Mitre.
At the Mitre,
It is insane.
And it's so good.
It is so
good. I don't know
how
they do it. It's so soft.
Yeah, it was insane.
So nice. And then duck and watermelon salad for my main.
Lovely.
Well, because I'd been at the Double Red Duke place before. I was kind of like, I'm a bit over the pub meals now. I'm feeling a little bit. Well,
the duck and watermelon salad at 8 over 8. Is it back open yet? That's so good.
Yeah. And then for dessert, I did have a dessert actually. And I had a strawberry Eton mess. And it came in kind of a champagne coupe glass. And it was piled high. It was like double the height of the rim of the glass with edible flowers on top. Honestly, amazing. The food in there is so good.
Yeah, it's really excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, I really, really want to go. Starter or pudding, you have both.
Well, I would normally have a starter.
Oversweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Nora?
I would quite like a starter and a pudding, and I would skip the main course.
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
What I hate, though, as well, is when other people order starters and you don't, and then you have to sit there and wait for your food.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm. Don't
you've got to be on the same page.
I'll have two starters.
Yeah, but also I went somewhere the other day and they were like, should we share some puddings?
Oh.
And I'm just not into. My husband maybe, but not with a load of other people.
I share a pudding. I definitely share a pudding because I only need a bite of something. So I would never eat a whole pudding unless it was sorbet.
I know, but there's been a pandemic. I'm not sure. Yeah. I need everybody else's spoons in my.
No, not for me.
Not clean spoons.
Maybe. One day.
You're going back in for more after. Yeah. Like, oh, nah. Something about that.
What are you starting with?
Much more of a starter gal. I actually find when you go, in my personal experience, the starters are often the best part of the meal for me. Like, we went to Hakkasan the other night, the starter bits were the best part. So I do like pudding. I'd have it all, but if I had to choose.
I'm with you. I just like someone to bring me like a nice chocolate at the end.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah,
that's the best restaurant is when you get an after eight with your bill or something.
But they've stopped doing that. Places do that less and less. I don't know.
Because think we won't order a pudding.
Yeah.
That's why. Charge me. I'll happily pay you £3 for a white chocolate truffle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need, or I will, I do love a sorbet. We're going to go in with weddings. We're all married. Someone asked for our best wedding day advice.
I feel like it's hard to say something that someone probably hasn't already told you, but the whole like try and take 5 minutes away just as a couple on the day to like take it all in. I think that was a really good piece of advice someone gave me because you can get so caught up in the whirlwind of the day, can't you? And then you're just like,
talking about time is get a photographer that's quick. You want your photos to be good. But you know those photographers that you know, you see some friends' photos and they sort of literally driven a mile away to a tree for a something, you know, spent hours and hours having photos. Like, it's your wedding day. You want to be there and see everybody. Yeah. I think spending hours fiddling around with photos is
a
bit of a waste of time. You've got all these people there to see.
Yeah, I think ask them to save some canapes for you. So gutting when you don't get them.
I ate at my wedding.
I also think, enjoy the ceremony. I think there's so much, you're so nervous about the rest of the day and all your plans going according to exactly how you've planned them, that it's quite easy to not focus too much on that bit. And I think that's really important.
I really loved my ceremony, actually. It was like,
I remember it feeling really out of body.
Exactly.
I remember being in church and thinking, God, am I really here? Yeah. Like, this is just so surreal.
But that's the bit where the time almost does go a bit more slowly. And then as soon as the party starts, it's just like boom.
Oh, God, yeah. It's over in a flash.
Georgina, any wedding advice?
So we did a lineup because we had quite a big wedding. And I remember thinking, I don't want to do a lineup. It's so traditional and that's not kind of the vibe.
And a lineup means, if people are wondering, is when people arrive at reception, you stand in line and they can say hello to everybody
as they walk in. They kind of meet you and often your parents maybe as well or something like that. And anyway, I was kind of overruled, no, we're doing a lineup. And I'm actually so glad we did, because it meant that I had a kind of 2-minute, 3-minute conversation with every single person who was there, including perhaps the sort of distant relatives that I wouldn't have seeked out to speak to.
Yeah.
So I knew that whatever happened on the day, by the time I got to the end of the day, I had actually spoken to everyone one-on-one.
Yeah. I remember my parents giving me the nod after we'd eaten. It was like, right, now. And I had to go around all the tables, all the tables and
we
do my bit.
We didn't have a lineup. My dad was like, we're not having a lineup. I totally get your argument, actually. It's interesting. But I would say you do want to get around everyone.
Yeah.
But the great thing is, the earlier you do it, the quicker you can be with it. So get around everyone early on. Like, in the drinks, I went around and I was like, hi, great aunt Mary, or whoever you are. And she was dead, she wasn't there. But anyway, you know, hi, whoever you are that ran in front of my parents that they insisted on inviting. How lovely to see you. Anyway, I must get around because I just want to say it to everybody. And then I was done and I could enjoy it. So I got around everyone really early. Also, best advice, just the rule book's out the window thanks to the pandemic. That's what I think is so brilliant. Like,
I think it's given so many couples the freedom to not be weighed down into these kind of traditions and
not to have to spend so much money as well. Okay, next question. Top tips to feel put together when you're a mother with young children and limited time. Laura.
Top tips.
Sandwich dressing, one-to-one.
Yeah, one-to-one. I love a sandwich dress.
I love a sandwich dress.
Go simple. Don't have anything too fussy, I think.
Sandwich dress, by the way, means you've got something dark on top or something dark on your feet and whatever else in the middle.
Or like white trainers and a white top. That's a good tip. Nice pair of earrings. Go nice simple everywhere else.
Put your makeup on.
Put your makeup on. Mm. Also, a fresh pair of trainers. I think most moms wear trainers, and I sometimes look at people's feet and I just think, I think now's time for a
and jeans.
Upgrade.
I can't cope. I'm really sorry. I'm just going to put this out there. I've decided I'm going to be, having listened to Vogue be just like so on PC on her podcast, I'm just going to, Loz, you don't need to cut me. I'm just going to say what I want to say, which is like jeans that don't fit you and that are really old are unacceptable. And I saw a woman walking down the road the other day and she had jeans on, looked like she'd had them since she was at university, and they did not fit her. And they were pulling them on the ground and they were ripped at the bottom. You can't wear the same kind of jeans with trainers as you do with heels. They just, it doesn't work. Yeah. So,
and it doesn't cost a lot to get nice jeans. You don't have to spend a fortune.
I was in Primark the other day buying some socks for my children, and I passed a pair, and you know when you just know a pair of jeans will fit you, I could like eye them up and I was like, I'm just gonna give them a go. They were great, and they were only about, I don't know, £17 or something.
Amazing.
Yeah, kept them.
You're wearing them now?
No. But I do have
some. We did that Primark jeans shoot.
Exactly.
It was bloody good.
Denim is denim.
Georgina, any tips for looking pulled together?
I think just things like talking about sort of the makeup thing. I think if you can just take some time out and go and get your eyelashes tinted or something, or your, then if you haven't got time to wash, to put your makeup on, you've kind of just got, or put a bit of fake tan on the night before, and just that feeling of kind of, I don't look like I've had 4 hours sleep and I haven't put my makeup on, because you've just got a sort of a base that's there.
But I also think, I mean, it takes 30 seconds to put on mascara. If that's going to make you feel better, everybody, no matter how many children you've got, everybody's got on. Time for 30 seconds.
Put some makeup on. I really think, get up 5 minutes earlier.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
About that. Someone said, how do you manage washing your hair around exercising?
Your specialist subject, Georgie, come on.
My specialist subject. Do you know my specialist?
I do, yeah.
I wash my hair every other day. I have actually washed it today in its entirety, but is wash the fringe, the sides and the front, under the tap or under the shower with shampoo, and then just dry it. And I know it's the best.
I think that's all you need to know, really, isn't it?
Because there's nothing else to add, is there?
No. I think the only other thing to know is that, like, actually I find, like, obviously you're only going to sweat most around here, but having a bit of body on your hair from exercise, I just put a bit of dry shampoo in. It actually makes my hair a bit cooler, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just think the front's got to be clean.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's where it gets
Or,
gross.
Like, revolve it around the days that you plan to wash your hair.
That's what I do as well.
Totally. Yeah. What time do you usually go to bed? I don't normally go to bed at 7:30. I normally go to bed, last week, I don't think we turned our light off before 12:30, once, Monday to Thursday, really, by Friday, I was like, I'm tired. What time are you going to bed?
So I used to do 10, it now feels like it's creeping towards 11 more regularly. I think often as well, when your children get older and they're not tucked up at 7, and they're still padding around at 9:30, it's like, oh my God, and now I just want to watch something. And if something's an hour and you don't start it till 9:45, it just gets so late. So yeah, not as early as I'd like, but probably about 11.
Laura, you're an early.
I would much rather get up early. But I also head upstairs, I would say, sometime between 9:30 and 10. But I often then sit in bed and carry on working and then or watch something. So it's not like I'm in bed and going to sleep, but I feel like I've climb the mountain of like getting ready for bed, because I sometimes feel like, oh my god, I've got to like finish everything, you know, put the house away, and then
do the sofa cushions.
Yeah, so I've done all of that, and then I know that when I'm tired, I can then just go to sleep. I've done my jobs.
Yeah,
sofa cushions. I came downstairs the other day. Came downstairs, said to Josie, "I'm going up. Can you please leave everything tidy? I'm going up now." I came down the next morning. Like, this is sofa, like, propped up on the back, the cushion propped on the back of the sofa. I was like, do you understand what putting everything away at the end of the day involves?
Slightly giving me anxiety hearing you came down.
You're an early to bed.
I'm an early to bed, but I will also get up early.
I just feel like when I go to bed early, I'm, like, losing out on my time. You know, I'd rather go to bed a bit later.
I want an evening.
Yeah. And I'm like, if I go to bed at 9, I'm like, cool, like that's basically 2 hours.
That was a great Tuesday evening. Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And so what time do you and Matt go to bed? Do you go to bed at the same time always?
Yeah, we do, pretty much. But I'd say we like aim for 10:30. It's usually 11. And actually, to be fair, we've tried going to bed at 10 and I did feel like $1 million the next day. But then I'm just like, god, like if I've got, you know, bits and bobs to do in the evening, by the time I clock off, we're like, you know, if you've got an hour, like that's just rubbish. Like it's still
what time do you wake up?
I wake up about 7.
Do you always go to bed at the same time as your husband's?
No, I go to bed first.
Do you?
Yeah.
Always.
I always have. Well, I used to when
do you asleep then when he comes to bed?
No, I really like reading to wind down. So I will read, but I read in the dark with the Kindle, so that if the room's really dark and I've just got this little glow from the Kindle, then I can actually fall asleep reading.
But does he then come in and turn the light on?
No, he doesn't turn the light on.
Does he?
He knows what's good for him. He won't turn the light on.
If I'm getting sleepy and that light, I mean, they're crashing around.
Well, there might be a bit of crashing. I'm like, I am trying to sleep here, you know. And he'll be like, oh my God, I'm sorry.
So does he not read when he comes to bed?
No, he doesn't read.
See, my husband needs to. So if I'm like, I'm about to switch the light off, he's like, well, I need to get sleepy. Which is just so annoying.
I say that's me, reading to get sleepy.
The Kindle's so good for that, though, because I'm not a huge reader, but Matt really is, and he'll sit like with the lights all off so I can go to sleep and he'll be on his Kindle and it doesn't keep me awake.
I need to go to bed earlier. Career advice. You're starting a new job in this world, in inverted commas. Someone's asking, how do you make an impact, navigate? Hard. Really hard. We had quite a few new starters, didn't we, in the pandemic? And
yeah.
I think the danger was as well that we're now back at work 3 days a week. The danger was, because they've been doing the job, some of them got to grips with doing the job, but hadn't really got to know the people yet. They kind of came in, sat at their desk, did their job, but there wasn't that, oh my God, she's really new, so I need to make an effort to, as she said, it's hard.
It's,
I think,
really
you've got
hard,
to be quite spontaneous yourself.
Yeah, I think you've got to be proactive. So my husband starts a new job next week and he's already been for drinks and dinner with two of his colleagues, which I know seems like quite a daunting thing to do when, like, you know, you've not met these people in person. But I think kind of the onus is on both sides. But I think, like, even if you haven't met before, just like try and organize something like, oh, do you think we could maybe go for drinks as a team? Just
my brother did that. He started a new job with the pandemic and he did that. He met them all before. And
I think it's a really good idea, because you just, it must be so bloody hard to try and connect with people when you're just on Zoom calls. Yeah. Right.
Really hard.
Yeah.
In some ways, maybe there is some positives to it. Like, in a way, you've got your head around stuff and then it's not quite so nerve wracking turning up on that day. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think as well for the team. So not for the person starting the job, but I think for the team, surrounding team, like give them time, like give them, even if it's just 15 minutes, this is my job, this is what I do. And I think it really helps them to then integrate. They know who to reach out to.
How did you know if you wanted children or not? Regina, Nora, you both got children.
It was just never a question for me. I'm from a big family. It's like all I ever wanted.
Did you want them? You got married quite young. Did you want them the day you got married?
Yeah, I had fertility problems and I knew about them before I was married. So yes, for me, it was like, I want them so badly. Let's just crack on and figure this out. Yeah. So yeah.
Georgina?
Yeah, never a question. Didn't even ask myself the question. I don't think I even ever had the thought. It just was something I assumed I would do. And I'm very happy that I did.
Yeah.
Me too. Me too. Polly's like, oh my God, she's coming to me next. No. Yes, I definitely always wanted them. Always, 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 always wanted them. Like, yeah, no question. I think because I started Sheer Luxe just after I got married, in fact, I had my notice in. I was like, we decided on our honeymoon that I was going to have my notice in, and they'd given me a really nice wedding present. I was like, I can't do it the day after. It's bought me like a £300 bowl. So I waited one day for the next day. And then I had Sheer Luxe and I got a puppy, which my husband, I think, was his cunning plan to delay children. But there was definitely a moment in me where I was like, okay, my body now hurts. I'm so ready to go. Like, and I think for some people, I think for most people that comes. And if you don't feel that yet and your age isn't a problem, I would say don't rush it. You will get, I would say it's quite rare probably not to get that feeling. Polly, I'm putting you on the spot. Do you want us to skip this one?
No, it's fine. I'm actually quite happy to talk about it. I don't actually know whether I do want children, to be honest with you. I certainly don't feel that massive like what you guys said about just knowing that you wanted them. And I'm open to the fact that my mind might be changed and that it'll come, but at present I'm like, it's not something that I've like really burn for particularly. So I'm just going to keep my options open, I think.
And do you know what? If you don't,
yeah,
you don't. But then I know somebody, but I have this little hunch that I think it's amazing because, you know, for women now, there's so much you can do. And, you know, the career opportunities for women have never been more exciting, etc. Yeah. And you're obviously achieving a lot career wise. And, but I do think most people get to a point where they...
Yeah, I think you're still really young as
That's
well.
I think I'm kind of just like, I imagine maybe when I get like, perhaps when I hit 30, it might change.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be like, no, I'm ruling it out because I don't want them right now. But yeah, I mean, I think my husband and I talk about it semi-regularly just to kind of check in and be like, has your mind changed yet? And we're like, no, still the same. But
do any of your friends have children yet?
No. And I think that's why,
yeah,
I think I wouldn't want to be the first out of my friends, to be honest with you. I think I don't know,
I agree,
wouldn't,
yeah,
want to be. And I imagine we've got like my husband's friends who are older who have got kids, but my sort of friendship group, yeah, none of them do. And I'm kind of, that's why my mind is open, because I think perhaps it's just because no one else is doing it yet.
Yeah, I think so, that's so true.
Yeah,
it's quite nice also to have quite a few years of married life, just the two,
yeah,
of you. Because,
oh, sure,
we didn't have that. We had kids really quickly. And actually, I sometimes think, oh, well, I guess we're flipping it. We're doing it that the kids will leave home and then we'll,
yeah,
get the time later at the other,
yeah,
end.
Yeah.
Sort of whichever way you look at it, you get that time eventually.
Exactly.
But yeah, I sometimes do think, oh, if we got married younger and then we'd had like five years of just being us, that would have been really cool.
Yeah, we had 6 years of just us. And that was really cool. Okay, we're gonna move on to a few interiors questions and then some shopping questions. Let's do interiors first. Someone says they just moved house. How do you make it feel like your own? I'm sure we've all got something to say here. Georgina?
I think it's putting out your kind of personal favorites. You know, it's obvious things like picture frames, photographs. Often people have something they take with them from house to house that really makes it feel like home, whether it's a painting or I just think it's those personal effects that you put around that just makes it homely. And then also things like fresh flowers and lovely plants in pots and like living, breathing things around you, I think can make it feel more homely.
It's weird, that feeling when you move into a new house,
yeah,
so that first night.
Or like light a candle.
Sleeping, a wink.
There's a smell you love that you associate with your house, like
paint
that
it,
smell, yeah, in,
I would say, for the first.
Paint it, I would say.
For the, well, if you can, I would say, if budget allows.
We painted ourselves, I hasten to add.
Yeah.
Our first,
yeah,
house.
But budget allowing, paint and new carpets, because that makes it instant your own, because any smell then goes.
Just gets, yeah, the smell of, it makes it smell new,
yeah,
doesn't it? And yeah, I hasten to add, we painted our house ourselves.
Mm. Yeah.
We took the week off work, and in fact, we did it in two houses. We painted part of our second house ourselves as well. Oh my God. Spindles? Painting spindles?
Oh, yes.
Everyone's
done that.
Awful doing
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ, oof, it's horrendous. But it's nothing like getting the smell of, not that people we bought off smelled, just getting.
No, it's just not your,
no,
smell.
Yeah.
No.
It smells new when it smells of paint.
Yeah.
And change the loose seat.
That's a really good one.
Always change the receipt every time you move house.
Yeah.
Whether it's a rental, whether you bought it, just change the receipt.
I'm not sure if I did.
I would also say the first night, make sure you've got nice, clean sheets from your last house ready to go, because that smell will make it feel like your own.
Isn't it funny that we keep talking about smells? It's really that thing that is just the sense. Obviously, the visual's the visual, but that's the thing you can take with you.
Polly, you've just done quite a lot of work to your house.
I mean, yeah, it's an ongoing thing, bit by bit.
Your garden looks amazing, by the way.
Yeah, the garden's looking so much better. But
quick
I think...
side note on someone asked for affordable garden furniture.
Yeah, so the garden furniture we got was from a brand called Jysk. It's J-Y-S-K. Do you know it?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
J-Y-S-K.
And it was pretty affordable, I'd say, by garden furniture standards. And I think at the moment they're still having some issues with like stock and Brexit and stuff, but I think I've been advised it's kind of coming back in the next few weeks. So I think you've just got to be really hot on the pulse, haven't you, with things like that.
Too late. Rattan Direct.
Yeah.
That's where I got my rattan set that we had in our last house. And I think it's 5 years old now and it's starting to give up the ghost. But actually it's been great.
We got ours from Amazon.
Did you?
Yeah, a few years ago. Ooh. And it totally does the job. I mean, it's not the most amazing, but it's not my forever piece
is
of garden
rattan
furniture.
Is it rattan antique or what?
No, it's rattan. And, you know.
Unique. Shout out to my friend who owns Teak Unique.
Nice. I think one day, you know, we will replace it, hopefully, when we're in sort of our forever home. But for now, it totally does the job.
Someone is saying, shall I paint the ceilings and woodwork the same as the walls? Where were you at our Dulux colour event? Whoever sent this question in. Ceilings and woodwork, same as the walls. So yes for me. Not necessarily the ceilings. I love woodwork the same as the walls.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think ceilings, you've got to feel quite brave, but definitely woodwork.
Although in this event, they were all about painting the ceiling in different
colour. Yeah, I mean, Tiffany Duggan, who was talking, if you look on her Instagram and her project, she does some really bold ceilings where she's got those kind of grown up pink walls and then like almost an aubergine on the ceiling. And it's definitely a look.
I think it works if you're an interior designer and the rest of the room fits with it. Yeah. But I think if you're an amateur, just be careful.
Yeah.
What I can think be it's nice... a small room. Mm. I think it's quite nice to paint the ceiling the same colour and it feels quite snug.
I think what's quite nice as well is doing the tonal thing where you do your kind of dado rail or your skirting board, or you sort of pick them out in a slightly darker tint. That can look really smart. And there's lots of paint brands that do those kind of different gradings of saturation.
We were saying on the... at the Dulux event, we were actually saying how if you have a wallpaper, do you remember there was a picture we posted on Instagram recently? And it was a, I think it was a bedroom. There was a wallpaper that was like red and blue, quite Harlequin-esque. And they'd pulled out the red and then lacquered the skirting boards.
Very cool.
I mean, it was so cool. So anyway, there we go.
There's also, with your window frames, lots of people think that if you paint your window frame quite dark, so black or navy or a really dark colour, it actually draws your eye outside. So you see the outside more when you're in the room. So it pulls out when you look beyond to the green.
They were all over that at the event too.
I like window. I'm sorry, but I like windows.
Woodwork.
Either a white or the same colour as the woodwork.
I'm with you.
I'm not into these. Anyway, each their own. There was a question about rugs. Do we have any tips on rugs and where to get good traditional rugs? Oak is obviously an obvious one. We've got the one in the studio that like...
That's great. That's H&M Home.
It's H&M Home.
Yeah, there's some great... I mean, Zara's got some really nice rugs in that kind of vintage look where it's knocked back. So it's patterned like a Persian rug, but it's kind of all muted. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing those for a while.
My tip is always go bigger than you think.
Yeah.
Yes. Always go bigger.
You want to fit some of the... Well, all the furniture or some of the furniture. The front legs of your sofa have got to be on that rug. An interior designer will tell you the back legs do as well. But anyway, depends how much money you can spend on a rug. But yes, House Curious has got a... She's just got a Zara, traditional, you know, Persian-looking one. And Oka have amazing rugs, I think. Mm. Where are those lovely... Oh, scalloped rugs. The rattani scalloped ones. Where do they come from?
Bombay
Sprout, or is it Tate and Derby?
Both do them.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good knowledge. Well done, ladies.
Okay, we're going to finish with some style questions.
There are a few questions on shoes.
What shoes? Laura, I'm going to start with you because you've just bought some new shoes. We're also going to talk to Polly about her shoes.
I know you're dying to.
I'm dying to talk to Polly about her shoes. So Laura, first of all, I'm going to come to you. Someone is saying, how do you style brown boots? Well, with denim, with a maxi boho-y dress, but...
Tonally, keep it tonal.
But the question was, what is good footwear-wise at this time of year? Boots seem too wintry, white trainers too wet and muddy, help.
Okay, I feel like I'm quite the person at the moment. I've given this quite a lot of time and thought recently. Okay, so I've just invested in some Isabel Marant Dicker boots because I think they're just a good everyday height. Can wear them with a dress, can wear them with jeans.
That was the Dicker, if you missed her saying that.
And they are in like an off, what colour would you call them? They're like a kind of...
I like a light brown.
Yeah, light brown. So that's that box. Trainers, I'm with you. You can't have anything with like fabric or anything. I bought a pair of the Nike Daybreaks, but I just refuse to wear them when it's raining. So you need a leather, white
clean
trainer that you can wipe clean.
Yeah. But you can definitely wear boots at this time of year, someone's saying. Feels too wintry. Just black's quite heavy. But
I was to say avoid black.
Yeah,
exactly.
I wore all black last week. It was so effing cold.
Mm, yeah. Gross.
Yeah, I think just avoid black. That is my everything I bought is just not black. And actually, it's really nice to have something in your wardrobe that's not just on. My footwear is quite often just black or white for a trainer, so it's quite nice that I've now got something a bit in between.
Back to the one-to-one rule. I think you can wear a black boot in winter in summer. If your jean is a little bit cropped, there's a bit of skin.
But I think that's the rule anyway with a summer boot. Yeah. I think you've got to have a little bit of skin showing.
Or black on top and a paler jean or something. I think black boots still looks nice with cream jeans.
Yeah.
Just not too heavy. Anyway, your Dicker boots look great, Laura. They're like, God, they're like practically her first piece of shoe
I was buying them, I was like, this is a bit dated, but I just think they're a good classic.
Completely. And they're great with the dress. On the subject of shoes, Polly's like, I'm not going to get away without you mentioning these on the podcast, am I? How do we describe your orthopedic style shoes?
Well, I think you just done it there.
So Polly bought the £25 Amazon dupe.
Yeah, I basically have like had my eye on the Chanel white dad sandals.
That's it.
Yeah. And I kind of felt like it's a lot of money to part with. I don't know whether they'll suit me because they're quite a Marmite thing. I appreciate they're not for everyone.
They're not for Georgie.
They're certainly not for Georgie. I think we've made that very clear. So I bought these ASOS ones that I'd actually called in for Lux Girl. And I just thought, oh, they're pretty cool. I'll give them a go and see how much I wear them, whether they suit me, whether I can make the work. And I just, I really, really liked them. And
can so I say that I'm not a fan?
I know.
But, and I don't think anyone... Hannah Strafford Taylor, I love you to bits if you're listening, but even gorgeous, beautiful Hannah, I think it ruins the outfit. I do think, however, that you're making them look as good as they can get.
Thank you.
I think that's a backhanded compliment. Yeah. You are pulling them off. You've got very white toes. You've gone for the real deal, but you didn't buy them new.
Well, so they're like impossible to get hold of from the boutiques in the UK. I did try a couple and they like sort of laughed me out the door. Like, no, of course we don't have them. So it's more a case of just stalking.
Did you pay more because they don't have them in the boutiques?
I did. So I bought them. They're brand new, in the box and stuff. I would have struggled to pay more if they weren't brand new. But the girl that was selling them to me had bought them. They were like the last two pairs. She said in the UK, she bought them from the Heathrow boutique to sell them on because she knew she could make more money from them, basically.
Really?
Yeah. So I was quite confident in the fact that, you know, if they arrived and I decided actually I didn't like them, I'd be able to sell them on again because they're sort of in demand. But I don't know. I actually bloody love them. I know they're like not for everyone. My mum detests them. She cannot get her head around how I've spent that much money on such ugly shoes. She says they're like the sandals that you give orthopedic patients in the NHS, and she's a nurse, so
she's a nurse.
Yeah, she's a nurse. So yeah, safe to say they've divided opinion, but I'm
well
happy with
I'd
them.
Say if you're gonna wear them, look at Polly's Instagram for some style inspo. I think that the fact that they've that they're quilted and they have the CC logo bling on them, it does help. And you are rocking them, Georgina. Yes or no?
I think on Polly, 100% yes. On me, definitely not. They wouldn't work. But I think they look awesome. I think you look super cool today, nice. Particularly in this outfit. No, I think they're great.
They're comfortable, if nothing else.
There you go. I'm outvoted. I know Laura thinks the same.
No, I would never wear them, but I think on you, they look great.
You guys have been kind. Thank you.
How do you style yellow? This is a fashion question, I think.
Yeah, I always feel like with colour, it's often the easiest way to get it right is to try and do like some kind of tonal head-to-toe look. Because sometimes if you just pick one piece, like a top, it can be a bit, I don't know, mumsy. Is that the wrong word to use? It just look a bit like, yeah, I think. So that's me personally. But I think, yeah, kind of tonal, or try and mix it up with some different prints, maybe.
I think yellow's really nice with tan.
Yeah.
Tan, grey.
Yeah.
Denim.
Yeah.
Nice I wish there. I could wear yellow. I love yellow whenever everybody else
I'm
wears
wearing
it.
Wearing a camel jacket is really nice with yellow.
Really nice.
Someone said, will you be doing a summer fair or an autumn one? I loved your spring fair. Yes, we're doing an autumn one. 1st of October. Save the date now. Final question. What do you give a man for his 30th who has everything?
For one of Adam's big birthdays, I got him wallet with from Anya Highmuch, and they can emboss your handwriting on the inside with a message. So I wrote, I can't even remember what I wrote now, probably like, don't spend it all at once or something now. But it was then like, with my signature, so then they embossed that and it was kind of my handwriting. And it's quite something like that, if they really have got everything.
Yeah.
He liked it.
I got my husband, God, I'm right, I wrote this a long time ago. I got him a decanter from Linley.
Nice. That's good. That is nice.
Literally have no idea what.
That was quite a nice Smythe and portfolio.
Or one of those, I was going to say more like a Chapman bags, like something that I always think of a male soft bag is really, it's really difficult.
Like a nice like weekender bag, maybe. I feel like
nice present.
Yeah, a lot of men just chuck all their stuff in like a duffel.
Search Selman weekenders and you'll find them. They're quite a nice round.
Yeah.
Hopefully some food for thought. Thanks, ladies. That's it for today. If you enjoyed that, then do please rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends to listen to, and we will be back soon. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.